Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Is your PSA count high? Half of all men over 50 have an enlarged prostate. You can shrink your prostate without harmful drugs or risky surgery. The secret to healing the prostate is to cleanse the prostate and the liver. Call Apothecary Herbs to ask about the Prostate Kit for a comprehensive way to heal and soothe your prostate. Educate yourself on how easy it can be to disinfect, cleanse, and restore your prostate gland. Call Apothecary Herbs for the Prostate Kit and successfully reduce swelling, inflammation, dissolve stones, and cleanse the blood to obtain the results you need. Money-back guarantee with every purchase. Call the experts in organ cleansing. Call Apothecary Herbs now for the Prostate Kit and empower yourself. Toll free 866-229-3663 for international callers 704-875-8010. That's toll free 866-229-3663 or visit the web at thepowerherbs.com. Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate for those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad spectrum immune boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Call Apothecary Herbs toll free 866-229-3663 or online thepowerherbs.com. That's 866-229-3663 or thepowerherbs.com.
Talk Live. I'm your resident herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Hope you had a great day. We're here to empower you on Herb Talk. Thanks for being with us here on American Voice Radio. We got a great show. We're going to be talking about a superior key to health. There is a key, and we're gonna find out what that is. And I don't think I was able to get to diabetics without drugs the other time, so we're going to hit that. And if we have time left over, we're going to talk about vegetarian stuff. So we got lots to do, and we do have a quack report, but don't forget coming up, well, you know, April's going to be gone. It's going to be history before you know it, but coming up in May, we're going to have Dr. Carly here with us on the 21st. I already got my stack of stuff accumulating on stuff I want to ask her, so tune in for that. And, of course, if you have a health topic you want me to include on the show, send me an email off of thepowerherbs.com website, thepowerherbs, and go to contact us, and I'll get it. Don't you worry. Alrighty, before we do the quacker, big salute and semper fi to our military, praying for our righteous men and women in uniform. And we're praying for those women that are, you know, not abusive of their powers across this land. And we're also praying for righteous leadership. I hope you can join me in that prayer. You know, seek the Lord's face, mind the time, folks, because it is growing short. And without further ado, let's do the quack report. Oh, thank you, Frank. Okay, what's going on in the quacker? Let's see. Children, ooh, this is something, you know, probably going to talk with Dr. C about, but children today receive 12 times as many vaccines than the kids in the 1940s did. That's right. Basically, a vast majority of kids are bombarded with an obscene onslaught of vaccines before they're old enough to even attend kindergarten. Data that was compiled by the National Vaccine Information Center is revealing that children today get about 49 doses from 14 vaccines before they reach the age of 6. So that's 12 times higher than the vaccines the kids got in the 40s. Now, in 1995, the U.S. Center for Disease Control and Prevention issued yearly revisions of its official childhood immunization schedule, typically adding or increasing the amount of vaccines for every new revision. Now, prior to 1995, the CDC only issued periodic updates, like every 5 or 6 years. So you see all of a sudden, bam, 1995, it's every year, and we're going to pump all these pathogens into these kids. Now, our children are among the most highly vaccinated kids on the planet, but they're also amongst the most chronically ill and disabled. And this was statistics that were brought up by the National Vaccine Information Center. They say today the Center for Disease Control does admit 1 in 6 kids develops a developmentally delayed condition. Which, you know, wasn't the case in the 1940s. We didn't have ADHD. We didn't have chronic asthma and diabetes, which have now tripled along with the uptick in the vaccine. So, you know, there is a correlation. Twice as many kids today will also suffer from chronic brain and immune system dysfunction compared to the kids in the 1970s. So when half as many vaccines were administered overall, you know, the percentage of brain-injured kids in the 40s was still lower still than the kids in the 70s. So we got to stop. We got to say no to this, folks. We got to protect your kids. You got to protect your kids. Just stand up and say no. Dr. Carly has a form on her website at reversingvaccineinduceddiseases.com. You can click on her link. That's on our links page at thepowerherbs.com if you want to get there that way. And it's a form you can shove in your pediatrician's face and say, I'll be happy to let you put that, whatever it is you want to put in my kid, after you sign this form. And the form is going to make the doctor run. He's not going to sign it. So he would be guaranteeing that whatever he's going to put into your child will not harm your kid in any form whatsoever. Let's see, what else? Oh, quack report. I'm losing my train of thought here. Going to go to the next report. Nestle, the CEO of Nestle, wants to control the world's water supply. Did you hear about that one? Oh, yeah. Let's see, recent comments from the Nestle CEO, Peter Barbeck, imply that the world's water will soon come under control of a corporation like his. Barbeck makes some astonishing claims that water is not a human right, but should be managed by business people and governing bodies. He calls water a foodstuff, and it needs to be assigned a value, you know, a price. Oh, boy. So Barbeck bases his comments on the fact that third world countries' populations may face water shortages in about 20 years. So by price controlling water, he says he can save the planet. Of course, putting a person like this guy in control of our water would be like creating a tyrannical monopoly on something that's, you know, meant to be free. Really, water, life-sustaining source, you know. So if influential corporations kind of put a lock on the water tap, then they can actually dictate which farms receive water. And, of course, Barbeck, he likes GMO foods. He thinks organic foods are not the best. genetically modified are perfectly safe and disease-free, according to him. So with that philosophy, he would make sure that the organic farmers wouldn't get their water. What do you think? Oh, well, all of this means that Barbeck's future plans could include some monitoring and controlling of the amount of water people use. So could be feasible that one day cities and towns across America would have laws to limit what households used. They have set water amounts, right? So, you know, if you would have to obtain a permit to dig a well or maybe pay fines for collecting even rainwater. Hey, laws like that are already in motion in some states. Western states, including Utah, Washington, and Colorado, have long outlawed individuals from collecting rainwater that runs off their house or off their land. The officials say that the rain belongs to someone else. Yeah. So laws restricting property owners from even diverting water on their own property falls under no diverting water law. That's what that is. Goodness gracious. Last but not least in the Quack Report, and speaking of rain and water, we're going to go to Maryland. They just instituted a new rain tax. Did you hear about that? Oh, my goodness. If you live in Maryland, get ready to pay for your rain. Yeah, lawmakers there passed the impervious surfaces tax. It's being called the rain tax. Basically, you'll be charged any surface land tax if you have land that doesn't absorb rainwater and you have more runoff than you should. Their goal is to reduce storm water runoff and improve the health of the Chesapeake Bay. And how much you'll pay is going to depend on where you live, because each of the counties are going to determine their own fee. So, yeah. You're going to be taxed when it rains. If your land's not perking right, look out. That wraps the Quack Report.
That's all, folks.
Oh, thank you, Frank. Well, before we get into our first segment, you know, I got this wonderful little newsletter from the folks at South Radio? Let's see, it's just Southwest Radio Ministries. And they have some interesting things in here. They pose this question: what would America look like if all the Christians were gone? Interesting, isn't it? And well, with recent events, you know, people are starting to say, you know, you can't speak your mind, you can't pray in the name of Jesus Christ. You know, hello. So what would this country look like if the Christian influence totally evaporated? Well, there's no God worth having, no life after death, no ultimate foundation of ethics, no ultimate meaning for life, and no human free will, apparently. That's what one side of the argument is. Okay, now, atheists love to argue that you really don't need God to have an ethical system. But honest atheists who consistently follow their belief system know that is not true. A society that has no abiding belief in a creator God of the Bible, the need for redemption and the guarantee of future existence of either retribution or reward must only be ruled by those animal impulses which are strongest. Law of the jungle, dog eat dog, that kind of thing. So, remember Jeffrey Dahmer, one of those really bad serial killers of modern history? He was interviewed by Stone Phillips in 1994, and Phillips asked him, "Do you feel that the absence of a strong religious faith and belief may have prevented you from instilling some of the accountability for what you did?" Jeffrey responded, "Yes, I think that it had a big part to do with it. If a person doesn't think that there is a God to be accountable to, then what's the point of trying to modify your behavior to keep it within acceptable ranges?" That's how I thought about it anyway. That was his quote. So if there's no personal accountability inherent in the theory of evolution, so where does that leave mankind? Well, atheists' morality, to them, it interferes with their freedom. And so atheists can never claim that any activity is wrong in an ultimate sense, because there is no ultimate sense. So the concept of universal human dignity, guess what that comes from? That idea comes from those who believe in the image of God. So for the atheist, as long as we can function in a somewhat useful capacity, we have value. But what happens when the person becomes too old or sick or incapacitated in some way, and he or she is no longer able to function? So that person can only be viewed as a parasite, a drain on society, and our resources and the only proper response would be to delete that person. That's how they think. So because we have been made in the image of God, we have an intrinsic value, not simply a functional value. That's right. And that's important to learn. Also, what will America be like if Christianity is cleared from the land? Well, the land of the free and the home of the brave will be a moral wasteland, a prison nation of men and women, boys and girls. Gone will be compassion for people, love of God and country, love for the family and those with special needs. So get ready for Big Brother Knows Best legalism to control your life. Wage war on your freedom of choice. Forget it. You're not going to have any. America will pretty much resemble Babylon, as described in Revelations 18. So, you know, professing themselves to be wise, they became fools. And I thought that was a great newsletter from the folks there at Southwest Ministries. And I thought I'd share that with you guys. All right, we're going to move into the next segment. We're going to talk about, well, before we do that, you know, put that on your prayer list, that Christianity is not wiped clean from the landscape. That would be bad. Very bad. All right. We're going to talk about superior keys to health. We got a couple we're going to talk about. You know, our life is full of keys. We need passwords and codes and keys to obtain access to things. You know, things that are important or things we need to protect. So we attempt to add more and more security to our very insecure world. So keys are kind of important, but you have to beware not to use them improperly or bad things can happen. So a good example is the birth of penicillin. Scientists thought that they had unlocked the code to destroying life-threatening bacteria. The lives that have been saved with antibiotics are going to will dwarf in comparison to the lives we are now going to lose to the drug-resistant bacteria. So history is going to prove that science erred in a really big way. Well, let's talk about viral codes, because I'm not talking about the kind of code, digital code that, you know, can affect your computers. I'm talking about the viral codes science is tinkering with on a human and animal scale, on the viruses for humans and animals and nature. So scientists are discovering ways to cross the RNA and DNA of pathogens so they can jump the gap from an animal to a human. For instance, the news reports of the recent development of the bat virus to infect humans, that's an example. Also, science seems to be creating mutating species of viruses to exhaust a human immune system already weak with antibiotics and vaccines. In just three generations, there has been an explosion of disease along with an explosion of knowledge and technology. Now we're being told that these diseases are new or even rare. Now, for thousands of years, humans have worked on farms and around livestock without pandemics. You know, the bird flu and the bat virus have been for their respected species until just recently. So what could have made the difference? Well, according to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, they say we have reached 60% of all infectious diseases crossing species boundaries to affect humans and animals. Is that their goal? I think it might be. Let's talk about what I call viral dancing, because I know that if you engage in a traditional dance, you have a dance partner, you have someone with you. So I have to ask, has science been the partner infectious animal viruses and bacteria have needed to cross the Great Barrier to infect humans? Now, the explanation science publishes to that is odd. It's really odd. Development is from varieties of microbes that are gathering in your gut, my gut, everybody's gut, and they're doing this little dance to evolve into a deadly pandemic that we face today. Do you believe that? Well, this scientific explanation has a name. It's called zoonosis. And this term will cover rabies that you could contract from being bit by a rabid animal, or for fleas from infected rats, bubonic plague, and from mosquitoes and getting malaria. So we're told that the deadly animal diseases of today are not picky about its host. So what's next? A mosquito bites you while you're outside cooking, barbecuing, and you come down with heartworms? I have to ask. Now, zoonosis still does not explain why monkey, bat, and bird disease, which never before plagued man, have all of a sudden evolved into a sophisticated human killer plague. Is the bird flu really mutating, or are scientists creating new strains? Hey, mad cow didn't exist until farmers fed cows meat. So there has to be some external stimulant, not evident in nature, to be causing this surge in killer pathogens. Now I want to read you a quote by a Dr. Ab Osterhaus from Erasmus University in Rotterdam. He says this: today we are speaking about days to maybe a week rather than a month to resolve the whole genetic sequence of new viruses. So they can map out a virus in less than a week, he says. Not a problem. They're the masters. Well, let's talk about the keys a little bit. Science may be hard at work unlocking disease codes and playing Russian roulette with humanity, but we also have some important keys as a defense. Now, Dr. James Duke writes in his book, The Green Pharmacy, that medicinal plants have been under more research in the last 100 years than ever before. We're reminded that the pharmaceutical industry evolved from using plants. So there is a key to using medicinal plants for the best therapeutic impact. James Duke developed a rating system to distinguish between plants with the most potency and those with mild to limited benefits. Now, it all rests on what he calls the efficacy key, or the efficacy key. So this key determines if you will be delivering powerful plant medicine to your body. And I can skip to the chase, folks, and I can distill it all down to this one thing. If the plant ingredients are intact and are considered what they call whole herb ingredients, then this delivers what Dr. Duke describes as the finest in food pharmacy. So the moral here is don't rewrite God's copyright when it comes to the medicinal plant. If a plant has thousands of photochemicals, then they're supposed to be there. But big pharmaceutical companies, they isolate plant chemicals to make their products. And in doing so, they dissect those chemicals from required uptake nutrients, creating the side effects in their products. So Dr. Duke calls this trying to isolate silver bullets in nature's pharmacy. All right, let's talk about some therapeutic doses, because if you follow the doses in the U.S. and European pharmacopoeias and those that are endorsed by the Germany Commission, then you'll be shortchanging your herbal supplement efficiency or efficacy. So everyone will have a different tolerance level to herbs, and some may even be allergic. So if you are over 100 pounds, the rule of thumb which herbalists go by for herb tincture doses is 1 to 4 droppers full, which is equal to either a quarter to a full teaspoon. So, but follow your product labels for suggested doses, but know that a quality herbal supplement will allow some wiggle room on dose. So the important thing to remember is that the bacterial and viral infections have not developed a resistance to your immune system, which is going to be enhanced with powerful herbs if you know what you're doing. And I hope you do. If you've been listening to this show, you're gaining some knowledge. So with regard to unscientific, unsubstantiated folk remedies, Dr. James Duke says this: I tend to think that some validity must exist for time-honored remedies. Keep in mind that many of yesterday's folk remedies are today's scientifically proven treatments. End of quote. He's totally correct. Well, let's talk about unlocking some pathogens, shall we? Because I personally, I'm not concerned. I'm not concerned. I'm not concerning myself with the RNA and the DNA of killer infections. I care about empowering my God-given immune system to make antibodies to kill those pathogens. And you can kick some pathogen butt with some immune-boosting herbal formulas made with whole herb ingredients. Yes, you can. And if you've been listening to this show long enough, you know what I'm talking about. Okay, so if you're interested in products that are certified organic ingredients, they're whole food ingredients, they're aged naturally, and they're cold-pressed to protect all the photochemicals that God put in that plant, well, then you want to call the folks at Apothecary Herbs and ask for a free product catalog. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663. Of course, if you're outside the U.S., dial 704-885-0277, 704-885-0277, or you can visit their website and order online at thepowerherbs.com. Now, you can check out the immune system formulas. They've, you know, some categories there, or their herb kits. Those sections have some powerful herbal formulas for any cold, flu, or even pandemic. They even have a pandemic kit. Yeah. So you can check that out. Call for now for your toll-free for your new product free catalog and empower yourself at 866-229-3663 or visit their website, thepowerherbs.com, because that's where your healthcare options just became endless. And now listen up, because if you want some discount coupons that you could use towards your fabulous products at Apothecary Herbs on thepowerherbs.com website or when you order by phone or through the mail catalog, well, then sign up for their free online newsletters. You'll get discount coupons there. I think the latest one is a free ship coupon on your order. So check out the American Survival newsletter, which has various authors writing empowering topics for you, like finance, gardening. Dr. Carly's writing, I'm writing. So lots of people are writing on different topics to empower you. And that goes out on Tuesday. So that went out today. And then the HealthQuest newsletter is all about herbal health secrets and natural therapies. I write for that. And that goes out on Friday. So you will find some fabulous information, empowering information, and also get some discount coupons to boot. And the newsletter is free. So all you have to do is go to thepowerherbs.com website and click on newsletters and sign up. And it's done. And it's free. There you go. And that's right. And if you want to learn more, then you can just pick up a PDF copy of the Power Herbs book on the website for $14.99. 400-page book with our herb symptom reference guide in there. You even learn how to make your own herbal tincture. So it is a good place to start if you want to learn to do more with herbs to help you, you help your family. The Power Herbs book is a 400-page ebook, so it'll be emailed to you, and you'll be empowered when you get it. Oh, my goodness, I see by the clock we're coming up to that bottom of the hour break. But when we come back, we are going to be talking about how you can be a diabetic without drugs. And then also, if we get time, we're going to talk about some vegetarian stuff. So, I don't know. Do we have bump? Yeah, we do. Got to take a break. We'll be right back.
Still life into the original medicine. Herbalist Wendy Wilson will be right back.
Job stress, financial obligations, or relationship problems have you feeling stressed out? When life is too much to handle, use Apothecary Herb's emotional stress formula. Feel calm and more in control with herbs especially combined to provide the organic nutrition your system needs to help you cope. Complete instructions for maximum benefit and a money-back guarantee. You've waited long enough. Call Apothecary Herbs now. Toll free 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
Double O 7, your assignment is to find out what herb secrets herbalist Wendy Wilson has on Herb Talk Live.
Pandemics will be a part of our future. The question is, how do we protect ourselves? Are you willing to put your trust in an untested vaccine, hoping it kills mutating viruses? Remember, in 1976, health officials tried to inoculate Americans with swine flu, and there was a 300% death rate in those inoculated, and millions were paid out in damages. God gave you a sophisticated immune system, and in times of need, you can make it 10 times stronger. So there's no need to panic. Just get prepared. Call Apothecary Herbs to order your upgraded pandemic kit. You will have 8 professional strength formulas offering broad-spectrum immune-boosting protection. Take a stand, have a plan, have peace, and request your pandemic kit today. Or take your chances with the bad boys. Call Apothecary Herbs toll-free, 866-229-3663, or online, thepowerherbs.com.
American Voice Radio Network is heard on Galaxy 19 at 97 degrees west, transponder 23, frequency 12115, audio PID 2595. AVR is heard on the left side audio channel, and AVR 2 is heard on the right side audio channel. Remember, both AVR and AVR 2 are on Galaxy 19. Same network, double the choices.
If you have a heart condition and emergency rooms and medical doctors are not an option, you need our emergency heart attack kit. 5 concentrated liquid formulas enter the system in 60 seconds to protect your heart muscle, strengthen heartbeat, increase circulation, relieve pain, and make breathing easier. When seconds count, you want all the help you can get with our emergency heart attack kit. Easy to use and portable in a 1-pound compact kit for your purse, briefcase, or car. Call Apothecary Herbs now for your emergency heart attack kit toll-free, 866-229-3663. That's 866-229-3663. International callers dial 704-875-8010 or order online at thepowerherbs.com.
here on Herb Talk Live. Thanks for joining us here on American Voice Radio. It's all about an empowering hour right here. And so we're going to talk about if you're a diabetic or if you know somebody who is, and I guess, you know, we're going to have generations and generations of kids that are going to be diabetics because of all the vaccines, you might want to tune and listen up to this because there is a way to deal with this. Diet and exercise, of course, you've heard that one. But there are some little secrets we're going to talk about in the next few minutes. Because we have 18 million Americans diagnosed with diabetes, and medical experts, they estimate about 6 million people are undiagnosed. So 57 million people are on their way to being a diabetic. So every year, 1.6 million people get the bad news. Hey, we're diabetic. Now, I won't be long before 10% of Americans are officially diagnosed as diabetics. So if you are diagnosed with diabetes and you're put on a lifelong run of diabetic medicine, you know, blood sugar monitors, glucose test strips, so forth, possibly, you know, teaching yourself how to use a syringe, you know, medical treatment is going to cost you about 10 grand a year for the rest of your life. So therefore, diabetes is a gold mine for the medical establishment. Of course, any of the companies that put out syringes, drugs, test strips, and whatever. So let's ask why so many people have blood sugar problems. Is there a way to correct the imbalance? Let's find out. Let's see, a couple of medical doctors, Dr. Doug Kaufman and Dr. David Holland, they produced some interesting research and published their findings in the book called Infectious Diabetes. They seek to answer the question, what if diabetes were not a genetic problem but a fungal infection? Well, you can get that from vaccines, can't you? They claim that there is a connection between fungal toxins, mycotoxins, and diabetes. They also state that these fungal toxins can also create cancer, create hormonal and immune system imbalance, and damage organs. So how do we get these mycotoxins? Well, research published in 1986 reported on children that developed diabetes within 2 to 4 weeks after they got the mumps vaccination. There's a clue. More cases were reported in the 90s, just 30 days after the vaccination, and also by 1991, type 2 diabetes was being reported by scientists within 5 months of getting the mumps vaccine. So in 1992, European physicians, 180 of them, were also confirming the mumps vaccine triggering the diabetes epidemic, and more scientific evidence that the vaccinations were most likely the culprit were published in the New England Journal of Medicine, and the U.S. government to this day receives overwhelming reports of diabetic cases following this MMR vaccine. So today, researchers are saying that the HIV vaccine is linked to the new diabetic epidemic. I'll get it out. So what's going on here is the question, right? So there was a landmark study in the British Medical Journal in October of 1999, and it indicated that these vaccines were responsible for unprecedented 26% increase in diabetes from all vaccinated patients. So it's been suggested that the pathogen being used to create these diabetic patients is often put into different vaccines to cloud detection. So a lot of statistical information matching the correlations can be seen in Neil Miller's book, Vaccines, Are They Safe and Effective? Well, let's talk about diabetic medicines because the human body has a job to do. Our organs know a job they have to perform, and diabetic medicines focus on controlling insulin and glucose levels and take over the job of the organs. Eventually, the organ, which is not permitted to perform its task, will eventually atrophy, and reviving that organ could be lost. Well, you're in control, folks. The insulin is secreted by your pancreas in response to the foods that you're eating, grains, fruits, starchy vegetables, candy even. So you can eat frequent and large amounts of carbohydrate foods, especially foods containing refined sugar, and the results are high insulin levels in your blood. Your cells do not respond to the insulin, and the sugar remains in the blood, and then the pancreas produces more insulin. So this causes a hormonal imbalance, which damages your metabolism. So you can control the secretion of insulin by changing the foods you eat. Over time, the metabolism can rebalance. Now, if dietary changes are not made, the pancreas will wear out and not produce sufficient insulin. So those currently taking insulin, well, you shouldn't discontinue your medicines cold turkey or abruptly. You want to do a gradual 30-day or longer weaning process after you implement that healthy lifestyle. Remember, your dietary food pyramid encourages large amounts of carbohydrates, and it's not good. It's not a good food model. The American Dietary Association restricts all healthy fats. Omega-3 fats are essential to help balance hormones. Dr. Diana Swazenbeen, she's an endocrinologist and author of the book, The Swazenbeen Principle, she encourages diabetics to use diet to heal their metabolism using non-starchy vegetables, proteins, healthy fats, and controlling portions of carbohydrates from whole, unrefined sources. All right, now I want to give you a little bit more help. If you want extra help in dealing with diabetes, you will have to go to the high desert. The juniper monosperna bush is growing there. There are 13 juniper bushes native to North America, but the juniper monosperna tree, or shrub, is an evergreen from the cypress family. It produces cones, and there's seeds in the cone. And they're found throughout. They're found in New Mexico, Arizona, Colorado, Texas, and Oklahoma. So the name monosperna means one seed. So it prefers to grow in really high elevations of 3,000 to 7,000 feet with strong roots in rocky soil, making it pretty drought resistant. And it produces several trunks, making it a short, stocky tree, and it grows less than 20 feet tall. Its cones tend to be purple or pinkish in color, and they have berry-like seeds, and you can harvest those in the fall. So the Native American Indians would use juniper for medicine and for cooking. The Navajo Indians especially used juniper tea to help strengthen women after childbirth. And they used the seeds and they ground them into a powder or a cornmeal and used it as flavoring. Juniper leaf was also used to make lye water to turn cornmeal into hominy grits. So the juniper contains various vitamins, minerals, and oils that was excellent for flavoring. They added it to venison, to fish, especially if they didn't have any salt available. Let's talk about nutrition balancing, because the USDA database has a chemical analysis of juniper monosperna, also called cedar berries. This tiny berry contains flavonoids, glycosides, and other ingredients, including anti-tumor agents, also vitamin C, volatile oils, resins, a little bit of sugar, sulfur, tannins, terpene, flavone, camphor, cardamom, minerals, and a little alcohol. This is a drought-resistant tree with a strong root system, so it's packed full of nutrition. It pulls the minerals from the soil and from the water. Vanadium is an essential trace mineral for normal cell function for your metabolism, and this nutrient helps to maintain sugar levels in the blood and controls insulin levels. In 1995, research was published in the Journal of Endocrinology and Metabolism, which stated how vanadium helps the diabetic condition. The scientists also believe this mineral will help prevent heart attacks, slows the progression of cholesterol plaque, and this also is this mineral is also linked to improved bone health. So trace amounts of vanadium are found in whole grains and in your vegetables like carrots, cabbage, and parsley. However, we only absorb about 5% from these food sources. So how does this trace mineral help with diabetes? Well, according to a study, it mimics the activity of insulin and promotes the transport of blood glucose into the cells for an energy source, also assists in balancing hormones and your metabolism. So the research went on to say, the mineral is great. It could also assist those with insulin resistance associated with obesity and can prevent excessive carbohydrates from being stored as fat. So research has also suggested that taking high doses can cause depression. So you don't want to do that. You want to do it in moderation. The FDA recommended about 10 to 15 milligrams per day. The average diet is going to offer about 20 milligrams per day, but we absorb about 5% of that. So diabetics will typically require 50 to 100 milligrams a day. And of course, you're not going to get enough if you eat the standard American diet. You want to use caution, though, with any supplements you're using, and you don't want to have anything conflicting with your prescription medication while you make changes and wean off. Let's talk about, based on ancient knowledge, you know, some diabetic herbs that we know also from modern research. There are some natural ways that you can deal with your diabetes. The ancients used diet, and they used herbs like fenugreek, which is an excellent herb to have on hand. Either you could use it by yourself or with your other herbs to improve action. Some people with diabetes, fenugreek seems to help them regulate their blood sugar levels. In others, they may respond better to the mineral nutrition in the juniper monosperna we were talking about, the cedarberry. So whichever it is, Apothecary Herbs has both. They have the diabetic formula with the juniper, and they also have the diabetic F formula with the fenugreek. And all you have to do is pick up the phone and give them a call and ask for some information on that. Their toll-free number is 866-229-3663, 866-229-3663, or you can visit the website and check out the products there. All the ingredients and counter-regulatory information is listed along with the product, and that is thepowerherbs.com. If you want to peruse their website, thepowerherbs.com, that is the official website of Apothecary Herbs, and you'll find out more information on those products there. All right, we got a few minutes, so we're going to move along to our vegetarian topic. You know, aside from the hippies in the 1960s, Hollywood and Buddhist monks who made eating vegetables popular, well, look at history. It reveals that our ancestors were semi-vegetarian, meaning they were not the hunters depicted in Western movies and novels and modern history books. They were more gatherers and farmers. They planted, they gathered nuts and berries, and they supplemented their diet with some meat. Okay, so all the folklore aside, our ancestors lived on primary diet of plant foods, the opposite of what most Americans' diets are today. So looking at primitive tribes today, we get a glimpse of what we used to be eating. The Australian Aborigines and also those in South African Khoisan groups lived under similar conditions as our ancestors did, and they consumed about one-fourth of their calories from animal foods. So the early humans were gatherers rather than hunters. Well, let's talk about some celebrities that tend to promote a vegan diet. Some may be surprised that it wasn't Jack LaLanne who made veggies popular. The ancient Greeks were big fans of vegan diets, and it was promoted all over the ancient world by famous Greeks like Plato. One reason vegan diets were popular in Greece is that they believed the animals had souls like humans. And in Plato's time, if you ate meat, you would have been shunned from society. So the ancient Roman philosopher Seneca, he would have been shunned from society if he ate meat too. Seneca and the poet Ovid were living examples of that segment of Roman society that promoted vegetarianism. So after the Dark Ages, Christian monks promoted the vegan lifestyle as a way of suppressing their animal passions. And Leonardo da Vinci also confirmed the vegan diet and also ate no meat. William Castelli, MD, says this: when you see the golden arches, you are probably on your way to the pearly gates. Well, yeah. Okay, let's talk about, you know, I worked for some doctors, and one was a heart guy from Colorado. He had moved to Charlotte, North Carolina, and he was really irritated that some of his partner's patients in the practice were on his heart floor when they should have been on a different floor. And so he was really livid. There wasn't any room to admit a patient of his, and he was kind of ticked off when he came in the office. And he was standing there, and he asked me, he says, "You don't suppose why, you know, heart disease is such a chronic epidemic, do you?" I said, "Yeah, it's called fast food." And he goes, "Oh, like McDonald's." And, "Yeah." He said, "Yeah, I guess you may be right." He said, "But, you know, if you're traveling And he says, you're going to eat there because at least you know what to expect. I said, Lord have mercy. You ever think about brown bagging it on the trip? This called a cooler? You know? Anyway, at least you know what to expect. Yeah, it's called, you know, chronic heart failure and the zipper, you know? Heart bypass. All right. I know, I got off on a tangent there. Well, let's talk about life without modern disease, because our ancestors worried more about pestilence than diabetes and heart attacks or osteoporosis or dementia. The health curses we live with today are quite different. Our ancestors dug graves with a shovel, not a knife and fork. So if we reverse the meat and the vegetable portions that we eat today, we can eat from if we go from 70% meat to 70% vegetable protein, think about what you could accomplish, what problems you could reverse, right? So we could lose weight without being on a diet. We would spend more time, you know, doing things we enjoy rather than in the doctor's office waiting to be seen, right? And you probably would never have to say, where did I leave my car keys? You know, you'll have a good memory. Let's talk about if you're in a vegetable rut, because the average American eats only 7 or 8 kinds of vegetables. They are. They'll eat corn, peas, potatoes, green beans, lettuce, green peppers, cucumbers, and tomatoes. Let's face it. The standard for family, many people today, getting their vegetables, if it isn't on the top of pizza, they probably aren't going to get it, right? You know, it's kind of boring, that list. You got to kind of jazz it up. You know, 50 years ago, people ate an average of 20 different vegetables, which they grew and stored in their root cellar over the winter, or they canned it. So we have a vast amount of vegetables available to use today, but we seem to be in a vegetable rut. So be adventurous. An Italian study done in 1994 showed that if we ate 6 servings of fruits and vegetables, preferably raw, each day, it will protect us against cancer. So you get more live enzymes and vitamins and minerals and those plant phytochemicals in your fresh fruits and vegetables rather than in the canned variety or the cooked variety. You know what Albert Einstein once said? He said, nothing will benefit human health and increase chance for survival of life on this earth as much as the evolution to a vegetarian diet. Yeah, Albert. I shy away from the meat. Okay, let's talk about this veggie movement, because according to a consumer study done by the National Restaurant Association, 40 million people are practicing a less meat or no meat diet and eating more plants. So restaurants across America are rushing to modify a lot of their menus as more people order in record numbers more salads, fruits, and special juice beverages than ever before. However, that's not all. Restaurants are realizing that their consumers want to know the direct health-related benefit from eating what's on their menu, and therefore menus are now having essential healthy guidelines. So this is information that will assist those with special dietary needs and those with diabetes or heart issues, food allergies, or even religious preferences. So the Vegetarian Times magazine states that between 1978 and 1987, there was a dramatic lifestyle change involving the health-conscious consumer, which resulted in nearly a 300% increase in restaurants ordering more fruit and more vegetables on their menus. So who made veggies popular? Well, it wasn't Applebee's. Think the Garden of Eden, I guess, you know? So we're getting there a little by little. We are trying to switch our mindset. VeggieChick.com, VeggieChick, C-H-I-C.com, says this, the vegetarian's worst nightmare is bacon and corn dog-scented air fresheners. Ooh. I don't know. Do they make those? Really? I don't know. That doesn't sound appetizing. You know, air fresheners in your office smells like meat. Come on. Really? Or your car? I don't know. Well, let's talk about your super duper veggie mix, because what if for some reason you can't get your fresh fruits and vegetables? That's what a lot of people say. You know, I'm on the road a lot. I'm so busy. It's time is short. I just don't have time. Well, you can get that nutrition that you're needing and your body's starving for your metabolism. It's in just a super mix of healthy plant proteins that has all the vitamins and the minerals, amino acids, and the healthy fatty acids there as a food source, and won't require you to plant a garden or to can anything or have a root cellar. It's all done for you. You just take a scoop of this stuff and you throw it in your orange juice or your vegetable juice or even water if you want. And it's a special blend of protein-rich plants that are all certified organic, and it's going to also boost your energy level. So it's got natural vitamin Bs, which are really hard to find, some natural B vitamins, not synthetic, and that's going to lift your mood. So if you tend to be, you know, a little on the, you know, melancholy, depressed side, you definitely want to try this. What it is, it's called Body Foundation Food Mix. And that's right. The folks at Apothecary Herbs make this for you. And, I mean, this stuff flies off the shelf. I mean, they came out with, 18 months ago, a larger size because people wanted the big size. Don't you have something more bigger, you know, from the 16-ounce? They wanted to, you know, supersize my veggie. So that's what we did. And so you could go to the powerherbs.com website and you can use the search bar on the right corner, top corner, and type in Body Foundation Food, and that link to that product will come up. Or you can just go, I think it's the energy formulas, that category, it'll be in there. So you can check that out. It's called Body Foundation Food Mix, and the small one is under $40. And I think the 32 ounce saves 20% if you want to do that. And if I'm correct, those two items are not affected by the price increase at the end of the month. So that's a good thing. So check that out, thepowerherbs.com, or give them a call, toll-free, get a free product catalog, get educated, get on your way to a different, healthier, revitalizing, lifting lifestyle ahead of you. Hey, something's got to be, you know, your silver lining out there. There's a lot of other stuff on the news you just don't want to even touch. So, you know, do something for you. Toll-free number, if you want to give them a call, is 866-229-3663, thepowerherbs.com. That's where your healthcare options just became endless. Yes, yes. And I see I'm almost out of time, but let me remind you, if you want more free health news that will impact and change and better your life, then sign up for the newsletters on thepowerherbs.com website. There's two of them, American Survival. Lots of authors writing neat stuff. Ty Bollinger from Cancer Truth Chronicles, I chatted with him yesterday. He's been busy moving, and so he'll be back in 2 weeks. So we've missed his articles, and we told him he's been missed, but he'll be back in 2 weeks. So sign up for that one. Dr. Carly writes for the American Survival, Melanie Cederstrom, Discount Gold and Silver, and that reminds me, Discount Gold and Silver Trading. If you need some backup currency, you want to give them a call. 800-375-4188. Discount. 800-375-4188, and they'll take care of you. So if you've been thinking about that. And while you're at it, if you're thinking about your backup food, your gold and silver, don't forget your, you know, backup immune boosting formulas. That's your, you know, that's what you need. Yeah, stock that. Long shelf life, 10 years. Check it out, thepowerherbs.com. Well, I'm almost out of time, but, you know, I'll be back on Thursday. So be here, be square, that kind of thing. Dr. Carly will be with us on the 21st of May. God, it's going to be May soon. Can you believe it? Well, you know, the information presented is not intended to diagnose, treat, prevent, or cure disease. So seek medical advice if you dare from a licensed medical physician before using any product or therapy. I'm your herbalist, Wendy Wilson. Until next time, be well.